Now, will you notice, when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow and said unto them, Why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before him and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? When they which were about him saw what would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? They thought it was time to use that sword. One of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus answered and said, Suffer ye thus far. He touched his ear and healed him. And Jesus said unto the chief priests, captains of the temple, and the elders which were come to him, Be ye come out as against a thief with swords and staves. The thing is that at this time they're not to use the sword, because he's now on the way to the cross. When I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hands against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. And that's when darkness and light met, was at the cross of Christ. After all, there was 3 hours of light, as we have seen in the Gospel of Matthew, and 3 hours of darkness. And this is the hour of darkness, for that was the first 3 hours. It was spiritually dark. Man did his worst. But the last 3 hours is physically dark, but it was spiritually light, for that cross became the altar on which the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world was offered. And they took him, and they led him, and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. That's a dangerous place to be, is to follow him afar off.